You're listening to the Are We Enlightened Yet podcast, where we demystify the spiritual and wellness worlds and take the pressure off being superhuman to give you full permission to just be a human. Thanks for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe, give us 5 stars and a written review, and share with your friends. Let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh. You guys don't care about the episode. I don't know why I feel the need to number it every time.
Number 13.
I don't forget. Lucky 13. How are you, Sid?
I'm doing good today. This week has been, I want to say a roller coaster, but it really hasn't. It's been like, the start of my week was really slow and just non-exciting. Like, very, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, it was just, like, nothing was happening, and I was just very focused on my schoolwork, which was kind of, I don't know, it felt good to just be so immersed in my schoolwork and not have anything else really happening in my life, so I could just channel all of my energy into my schoolwork and just be so focused on that area of my life. And the fact that we're learning right now in this course, we're like deep diving into like CBT and like the theory and like practice in that, and I didn't think I would like CBT as much as I do,
because
the more I learn about it, I'm like, oh, there's actually some merit behind this.
It's one of the most used tools in therapy for
and
a reason.
And I always thought it was just like overhype, but like now I'm like learning more about it, I'm just realizing how much it really does align with a lot of my beliefs and stuff. And so I'm kind of leaning more into like the world of CBT, and I'm giving it more credit than I used to give it before. So that's kind of been like the highlight of my week, honestly, is just learning about CBT and being so invested in school right now. And it just feels good to be in that space.
I can't remember. Do you go through the summer or you get the summer off?
I go through the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you're coming to an end, but you're not.
No, I'm not. I'll have a 3-week break and then I'm back at it.
At least it's not like on campus. I feel like on campus tends to be like more draining because you're like having to drive there every time. It's like somewhere to be. And then sometimes it's like, I don't know, there's just something about like on campus where I'm like, oh my god.
Although I do miss the environment of being on campus, and like I had like a routine of going into like the library between classes and like reading and doing my shit there, and there's just something about like going to a library and doing your work. You just feel more productive.
But
and,
imagine if you didn't get a break from that.
But like, that's the thing,
you had to go through the entire summer. Like, there's just something different about because like my nutrition course was I think we only had a few weeks off in the summer. And it was the same. It just wasn't, I just couldn't imagine doing university that way, where it's like you literally would just go. I know lots of people do, but I would need a break. From there. There's just something different about the intensity when you're physically at the school.
At least with like me doing it at home, I have like the option of changing the environment up a little bit and going to like coffee shops, and which I don't do at all. I go to I sit in the same spot every morning, but I have the option of just like switching it up if I want to.
Because I can't remember, are your courses live?
No.
So you could also change up your routine where if you wanted to do it in the afternoon instead of the morning, like you can. That's a little bit nicer than like, oh, I have to be at 8 a.m. on the university grounds for this class I hate.
It's that sense of like obligation. Oh, I need to be there at this time. That makes it so gruesome, like going like through university like that, where it's like, it's more strict and you have a little bit less freedom, and just the structure of it. It can be a little bit stifling.
There's just something different about our universities. Hasn't been ever been my learning style. School's never really been my learning style, to be honest. So
anyways,
sweet, that's good.
How was your week?
My week was pretty good. Like I said to you, this feels like a really weird week in the sense that it just felt so long, but I don't know why it felt so long. Time change probably. Although I'm very grateful to see the sun out later at night. I don't know, today I was like, it's only Friday? I did get my Akashic Records read this week. But if you want to know who I got it read by, I will happily hand out her Instagram handle, because she was amazing. She was so good. But yeah, it was really cool. Normally I was like, I'll for sure share this on the podcast, but it's actually, I don't know if this is everyone else's experience, it was just mine. It was actually so personal, where you're just like, I'm actually want to keep majority of that to myself. But the cool, like the funny thing was, is I've always known this. I've always like had a feeling, I think lots of women were, but I was obviously like a witch in my past life, but I was hung to death and stoned at like the age of like 15. But I, and this is just so funny because I messaged my friend and she's like, oh, it makes so much sense for your life. Apparently I had this like cow that like I raised from birth and it was like my pet cow and I loved it so much. And they stole it in punishment for me being a witch and then killed me.
Yeah. The audacity.
I know. I don't know why. I think it's like, obviously it's not funny. It was probably very traumatic in that lifetime. Yeah. But I was like, that's just funny that I have a pet cow. Because it like...
Do you have any connection to cows in the your present life?
Well, what's funny is at like 17, I moved back to Saskatchewan and became a... Like, I was a hippie with a bunch of farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Like... And I always wanted to go check the cows and, like, feed the baby cows and, like, do all of those things. But they're just like, you are a fucking hippie. So it was just funny. And, like, I mean, I love cows. But, like, I eat them. Like, you know? Like, it was,
I love
like,
a good steak.
I actually hate steak. But I do eat cows. Yeah, so it was, like, that was one of the cool things. And then, yeah, it was just, like, really reaffirming. But it was really cool. I do recommend doing it, but only if you are truly called to do it, because it was quite a surreal experience. At least mine was. It was just like quite powerful to have these like weird messages.
It's maybe something you don't go into just like willy-nilly. Oh, I'm gonna get my Akashic records read today.
The funny thing is like you have to think of questions before you go, because you're like really kind of talking to your soul.
Oh no.
And
way.
Yeah, so I feel like it's very much something you do when you're called to do it, because, I mean, I guess people could do it for, like, frivolous things, but, like, all the frivolous things I wanted answers to, they wouldn't give me answers to.
Mm.
They were just like, don't worry about it, it's a distraction right now.
But them as, like, your guides?
As in, like, the, yeah, the, like, the masters who, like, hold the records and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you'd, like, try and ask a question, and she was just like, yeah, they're not giving me anything, because it's, they are telling you to stop getting distracted.
Mm.
Like, so that was annoying, because you're like, fuck, I want. Mm. But then in the other breath, you're like, it was, like I said, it was so affirming, and it was super cool. Yeah, it was neat. But the past life thing was funny, because I've always known I was a witch in a past life, but, like, to have your cow stolen.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. But it's funny, because, like, if you believe in that kind of stuff, it's, like, trauma you bring on to this lifetime, and I did bring it on, right? Because I apparently loved this cow so much, and then it was taken from me for who I was. Right? So then it was, like, brought in this, like, trauma of, like, being afraid to be your authentic self because the things you love get taken away.
Mm.
Right?
So, like, that like belief that... has been, like, passed on through that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So wow. Stuff like that. Yeah. So then we, like, cleared it. And obviously there's stuff in, like, this lifetime I have to actually do to, like... Mm-hmm. But anyways, that was really cool. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. So if you're interested, hit me up and I will give you the information.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, I her name is Sam, but I'm gonna butcher her last name, which is why I'm like, I can't say it, because I don't want to
send you her Instagram handle.
Yes, because I know I will say it wrong, but she's amazing. She does like Reiki, Akashic Records, a couple other I can't remember what else she does, but she's amazing. So if you're in the Calgary area, I think she also does online. 10 out of 10 would recommend if you're feeling called to it.
Yeah,
Reiki, cool. Do whatever. Yeah, so that was my week. That was really cool.
I love that.
We are talking about the much anticipated hot topic of spiritual bypassing.
Yeah.
And
we love and we hate it.
Yeah, it's just like, I think it's inevitable on your journey to leveling up, really, as a human. I don't want to even say, like, I find the hard thing with spiritual bypassing is I don't necessarily think it's just spiritual. It's like when you're wanting to, like, up-level your life and you tend to get in these different types of, like, tools and, like, modalities.
I think as, like, self-development and personal growth become trendy nowadays, we see a lot of bypassing just in general and then spiritual bypassing as, like, the new age
yes,
kind of becomes more popular.
Yeah, because everyone's answer is like, oh, you need to meditate, you need to do a gratitude list, you need to do this, right? And those are naturally spiritual practices that are being very much, and rightfully so, mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's just a lot of things becoming mainstream that I think are getting used wrong. Mm-hmm. And like, in the ultimate name of avoidance. And I think too, like, it goes bypassing to me goes hand in hand with toxic positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that like avoidance of your feelings, of your emotions. It's refusing to sit in the shit.
It's sidestepping all the hard
Everything.
Stuff. Yeah.
And then like just pretending that like it's not hard. Mm-hmm. Right? Being like, oh no, it's fine. This terrible thing happened to me, but like here's the lesson.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah. And yeah. You're just like,
which I get, like, there's always going to be that mm-hmm. argument of, like, yes, we're in a spiritual experience. Everything has reasons behind yeah. why they happen. But if you're using that as an excuse to
yeah.
not deal with it or, like, to not, like, confront something
yeah.
or not
or
accept it as reality.
Accept it as reality and also accept, like, because I think sometimes, like, we get so afraid of being a victim because we're so afraid of victim consciousness, but you can still be a victim and not be in victim consciousness, right? Mm. Like, you are victims of things. And then I think we use spiritual bypassing to, like, totally dismiss our feelings. And like you said, like, oh, there's a reason. When sometimes, maybe there isn't actually a reason, right? Like, maybe something did happen and it's really shitty and now you're just, like, belittling your actual feelings. Mm-hmm. Because, like, maybe 5 years down the road, you'll find the lesson, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But we just immediately, it's like, it happens, and then we, like, decide what the lesson was instead of, like, feeling through it to figure mm-hmm. out what the, like, feeling through what needs to come up. And then you actually never heal these things that happen.
It leads to, like, oh. yeah, a lot of, like, repression and avoidance. And
yeah, and that yeah. just, like, perpetuates the problem.
Exactly.
But I think that's, like, one of the biggest things for me is it's not allowing yourself to feel the grief in the moment because everything happens for a reason and I should be grateful because X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
Okay, yes, you can be grateful for those things, but this can still suck. You can still be a victim of something. Something can still feel shitty. Something could still not have happened. Somebody could have still been an asshole,
mm.
right? You don't have to like make excuses and be like, oh, I know this happened, but like, oh, I'm grateful for this, or I shouldn't whine or complain about this because I have a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, they're yeah. not one and the same.
Yeah. That's the one thing I actually really appreciate about, like the expanded podcast, Lacey Phillips' mm-hmm. Kind of disclaimer to their manifestation process, because she's like, they believe in manifestation that, like, it's ultimately us taking responsibility for our lives and choosing yeah. not to be the victim. But then they also say, like, they're in saying that there are also systems of oppression, systems out there that victimize you
yeah.
and put you in that position. And this isn't to, like, discount that and mm-hmm. like gloss over that experience for you. And so it's like,
yeah,
it's learning how to, like, own that and know that that happened and know that it's okay that that happened and you don't have to be a victim, but you still were, like, yeah. something shitty did still happen to you
yeah.
and that needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Because when you don't acknowledge that, that's when spiritual bypassing comes into play
yeah.
and you end up suppressing a lot of your feelings and have resentment towards the whole experience and you never actually heal and integrate from that.
Right. And I think one of the things I think the spiritual industry fails at is because I see it all the time in books where they're just like, oh, well, obviously you didn't manifest or you didn't call in abuse and you didn't do this and da da da. But then they don't proceed to explain how you didn't call that in. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or it's like, okay, but if everybody's a mirror and everybody's this, but then I'm not supposed, but I didn't call this in, but everything else I did. And that's actually something I've learned from Danielle Laporte way before the Expanded podcast is like, it's the idea that like, some people are just assholes.
Mm-hmm.
They are. We don't have to make sense of fucking everything. And there will be things... There will be things that happen in your lifetime that maybe it's not in this lifetime you will learn to forgive it. The spiritual world puts so much pressure on, again, finding the good in the situation, the finding the reason it happened, the mirror, all of this stuff. But then they're like, oh, well, of course it, well, you didn't call in that, or you didn't call in this. But then they all fail to say how you didn't call that in. So then it's impossible to not bypass it. Because you're just like, well, okay, but how didn't I do this if this applies to all these other things? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's one of the things that, like, really is still being failed by in the wellness, self-development, spiritual world, is we're being told to take responsibility for all these things. But then there's this really big wounding in so many of us. Bad stuff. And it's let's just not talk about the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You obviously weren't responsible for that, but we'll just, we're not going to touch it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That wasn't your fault. So we don't even need to address that.
Yeah, don't even, like,
and then, like, trauma still does happen.
And, like, but that's where the bypassing comes in. Because they're like, do all this and work on all this and do all of this. And it's like, okay. But, like, and what we've learned through the Expanded podcast, it's all the shit that needs to be worked on in order for you to actually be able to manifest or even just, like, live a peaceful life that you want. You have to work through the shit because you have to reprogram your beliefs.
That's where your magnetism comes from, because when you're able to, like, reclaim those parts of you that have been repressed for so long and, like, hidden in the shadows, once you own those as parts of you, you have, like, a sense of wholeness that the universe loves.
Yeah.
And a human who's willing to be all of who they are, there's so much magic in that.
Yeah.
But a lot of us, because of spiritual bypassing and just, like, negativity in general, we're so afraid of that part of ourselves because of, like, what it means for us. Because we're scared of, like, being less than, and we think negativity means that would diminish us.
Right. And that you're, like, if you're negative, you're going to call in all these other negative experiences, right? And, like, and it doesn't, the thing is, like, bypassing doesn't just happen in the name of manifestation. Bypassing just happens in, like, oh, I want to feel better. I want to be more peaceful. I want to just, like, find more joy in my day. We tend to still just, like, bypass it so that, like, because we think we're now being told we're not allowed to feel it. And then it just happens to go really deeply rooted that you're just like, if you're not allowed to feel that, like, moment of anger in the day, what other anger aren't you letting yourself feel? If you're not allowed to feel that, like, moment of disappointment in the day because that means you're ungrateful, what actual disappointment are you not allowing yourself to feel, right? Because if the little stuff, the micro stuff, isn't allowed to be felt because it makes you a negative person or a bad person, or you're not going to be able to manifest, or you're not spiritual, or you're not X, Y, and Z, what are you really suppressing, right? Like, what are you truly not letting yourself need to feel? But, like, all of your ability to be a joyful person, a person at peace, the person you want to be, being able to call in the people you want, it all comes from the hard shit. Being able to, like, look at it, right? And then, because then, like you said, you do become magnetic. But, like, I know for me, maybe 2 years ago, if someone were to, like, you need to do this so you can become magnetic and manifest, I would have told you to fuck off. I would have been like, I don't care. Right? But it's, like, magnetic in the sense that, like, just life is just more magical to you, right? Because you're just not carrying around this pain anymore.
It's more full. It has more depth. Like, if you think of, like, one person in your life, maybe you're just, like, hypothetical, who's walking around all the time smiling and everything is just, like, positivity, rainbows, roses, like, we all kind of hate that person. Like, there's just, there's something, like, not real about them, because you can, you, like, no one is that perfect. No one is that happy all the time, no matter how it looks like that on the surface. Like, no one is like that. But, like, on the other hand, like, the person who's, like, more real and more, like, authentic, and who's willing to, like, show up in those low moments, or who were willing to express, like, their anger or their frustration, like, we relate more to those people. And so, like, there's more magnetism in a sense to that, because it's like you're drawn to people who are in their human, because you're human. That's more relatable. And so, like, there's just an, like, an energy vortex around that type of energy who's willing to be, like, the whole spectrum of the human emotion, like, all of the things, like, who's willing to be fully, completely, 100% whole.
100%.
Right?
Absolutely. It's even, like, I think, like, one of the, like, really triggering things for me is when people are like, oh, well, I just need to be more grateful. I just need to be, oh, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. Because then I'm like, do we understand that we're actually completely missing the point of gratitude? Like, just because you say you're grateful doesn't make you grateful. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, gratitude, like, we're almost, like, desensitizing that practice where it's like, oh, well, I better list the 10 things I'm grateful for today. And, like, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, oh, I'm grateful for this and this because it's a task we now need to get done.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, feeling it. What does gratitude feel like to you? And maybe that's just one thing that day, mm-hmm. right? But I find that a lot. I've seen that a lot with people where it's like they something really painful happens. And immediately it's like, oh, well, I'm grateful for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, man, you can grieve. Like, you can actually not be grateful for this moment. That is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then it's like, well, I gotta list my 10 things I'm grateful for. And it's like, it's completely yeah. fine.
I've always hated, like, because you see it all the time on, like, Instagram, where it's like morning routines or, like, spiritual yeah. practices. And it's like a gratitude journal. And I tried that. And, like, yes, or, like, there is some merit to it of, like, acknowledging yeah. the good things in your life. But also, like, trying to force a feeling of gratitude just for the sake of it because you think yeah. you should be grateful for something. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you're missing the point. Like, there's, you can't, for me, like, gratitude has to come up, like, very naturally in the moment. Like, oh, I'm grateful for the sun on my yeah. skin right now. But if I'm sitting there in my journal every morning and trying to think of all these things that I'm supposedly grateful for, yeah. it feels so, like, inauthentic, and there's, like, a disconnect with yeah. that.
Totally. I think for me, like, gratitude specifically was a very good tool for me when I was struggling with depression because it forced my brain to search for something good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not in that place constantly, then it does become really inauthentic. Like you said, excuse me, I have hiccups. I forgot that was recording as I said, excuse me. It's like, so like, yeah, as you were saying, like, it becomes inauthentic because now it's forced. Because gratitude now can become really natural because you're not in such a low state. So then it's able, you're actually able to feel it at a different moments in the day, as opposed to depression. When you're in those moments, you're not, you don't feel those moments almost ever, right? So you mm-hmm. have to search for them. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a good space, those moments find you.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you're kind of force yourself, and I mean, like, I still do have a gratitude practice, but I don't, like, I'm not like, I have to say 10 things every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, like, sometimes I'm like, I'm grateful for one thing today,
mm-hmm.
and it's coffee. And so, like, yeah, so I think, like, gratitude is one of the biggest things I think that we do for spiritual bypassing. And then the negative thoughts, where yeah. I think you said it in maybe our first episode, where it was like, you, like, feel guilt about feeling any emotion that's not positive.
Yeah, oh my God, you should see, like, my old journals, like, my journals now, like, there's, like, I'm totally just writing all my emotions and what I'm feeling down and just processing, like, what I'm going through. But my journals before, kind of, like, before I actually dove into the real work and was very much in that spiritual bypassing phase in my life.
Mm-hmm. Which we all have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all have a phase. Like, yes. We all have moments.
100%.
It's just, yeah, it's a human thing. But my journals were just filled with lines and lines, like, pages filled with just things I was grateful for, yeah. and, like, nothing else. And, like, I don't know, like, they just seem, like, so empty.
Yeah,
because it's like you could just tell by my writing that I was just listing everything that came to mind that I liked
yeah.
somewhat, yeah. you know. But it's like, again, I'm not bashing having a gratitude practice, but for me, like, for in order for that gratitude to be authentic, it has to be like in the moment. And I know for a fact all those, like entries in my journal, I was probably not having
yeah.
a great time, or I was probably going through some shit, and I probably wanted to write down all my feelings, but my practice was like, no, I have to write down everything I'm grateful for, yeah. and then that's how I will get through this time in my life, because gratitude is the best medicine, right? That's what we're told.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, is I feel like really, like, gratitude is probably the biggest spiritual bypass tool.
Yeah.
Is where it's like, oh, I'm just grateful for this. But, like, even, like, I'm reading a new book, and I find it so interesting because it's a person that normally would not say this type of stuff. It's like, I'm reading Gabby Bernstein's new book, and one of the tools she actually has in it, and I was like, oh, see, now feeling your emotions is going to be trendy because Gabby Bernstein is telling people to feel their emotions. Because, like, I do enjoy her, but I pulled away from her for a while because there was a long stretch where it was very much about not feeling your feelings
mm.
and just being like, just pray to spirit and just like think positive thoughts and that's how you manifest. And her new book is about on trauma, so naturally I love it. But one of the things is like she's like she calls them like rage on the page, where you literally just set a timer for 20 minutes and you just write everything that's making you angry. And like all of this stuff, and like you just get it out, because like the thing is anger is a human emotion. And the fact that so many of us refuse to let ourselves be fucking angry is insane. And then we like, it's like we think anger makes us bad. And so like it's just can't be part of your spiritual journey. But like you said, like we connect to the people who seem the most human, right? Well, emotions are human. We're drawn to people. Like I'm drawn to people who are honest in their emotions, because I'm like, oh my God, how do you do that? I don't know how to do that. But then, like, you think your own emotions, you're like, I can't have those, I can only be positive, and da-da-da, and if something bad happens to me, it's because I had a bad thought, and I called it in, when really, it's like, bad things happen. It's a big world. There's, like, 7.8 billion people in this world, like, and then, like, if you really start thinking about it, like, if there's 7.8 billion people, and you think all of your thoughts manifest, positive or negative, but then there's 7.8 billion people, do you not think eventually that's going to, like, there's going to be clashes where, like, somebody else's manifestation fucks up yours, so bad things happen, but then you think you thought it? Do you know what
just
I mean?
Just imagine how, like, chaotic the world would be if thoughts were the things that we manifested from.
Like, I don't believe it. I've never believed that.
And especially, like, when thoughts are so driven by emotions, which are so easily triggered by, like, the simplest things in our lives. Like, our lives would have absolutely no order if we manifested from thought alone.
My God, we have over 40,000 thoughts in our brains a day. And if you're me, it's probably 200,000 thoughts. Like, oh my God, if we manifested from the negative shit, this sounds so bad because I have intrusive thoughts. I would have stabbed myself so many times, not because I wanted to, but like, have you ever had intrusive thoughts where like, where
I'm what if I jumped off this cliff?
Where I'm like, I wonder how much force I would have to use to stab myself in the stomach. Like,
I always like have like random thoughts of like me like driving off the road, like off like into the ditch.
I think that's a really common one. My friend has that one too, where she's like, so it's like, if
like I won't do it, but I'm like, I have the power to do that right now.
And it's like, so if we actually think about it, if thoughts were that powerful, do you know how many people would be driving off the fucking cliff?
Stabbing themselves.
Or just stabbing themselves to see what that felt like. Or, like, manifesting murder, or, like, if you think about thoughts, then how powerful are your dreams? Well, do you know how many horrible things would have happened to me if my dreams were powerful manifestation tools?
Or like, even, like, think about, like, the random, like, crushes you get on, like, strangers in the street and be like, oh, I want to marry him. Like, you can't just manifest, like that, like, through your thoughts alone. Like, do you know how many partners everyone would have, like, intermingling with everybody else if we saw, like, you know, wanted to manifest every attractive person we saw in our lives? Like, it's just like, it doesn't work like
and
that.
Like, do not get me wrong, your thoughts are powerful. I don't think they're that powerful, and I think you have to let yourself, you have to let yourself have bad days, bad moments. Sometimes you just really need to be a bitch in your head. Like, sometimes you just need to be mean. Sorry, that's human. Like, and if you think you're not, then, like, we literally will never be friends.
I'm, like, I've been working. So, I mentioned before, I think it was the last podcast, that I'm, like, reconnect with my emotions and stuff. I've been really, like, working on, like, channeling my, like, elementary school-aged Sid. Because, oh my God, I had this blue fuzzy journal back then. And the amount of times I would unload in that journal, just like saying fuck this person, fuck that, and just like there was pages of just like curse words galore, and like just you could tell how angry I was from like what I wrote. And just she was just so like I remember like having like random fights with like this one guy in high school, and like he would just like irritate me, and he knew how to push my buttons, and I would just like tell him like, oh, you, I'm making, I'm so fucking mad at you right now. And like, I could not say that to a person today. So I'm like working on like, okay, Sid, like if you're mad, like just be like your 7-year-old self and just tell like that person you're mad, or like, you know, or like express it in a healthy way, but like allow the anger to be there. I know that that's, it's not a bad thing. Like, you know, like anger's not, your emotions aren't bad and they're totally normal and human. And you don't I really wish
positively angry, right? Too, right? Like you can just be angry and like, say, "I'm just mad. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you. Yeah. Fuck this." Like you can. Oh, it's my okay. God. Like, that's, it's okay.
I say wish it. I had my journal. I threw that journal out, and I'm so mad at myself because I think I would just. It would be so funny to read through all the pages, like how many times I vented probably about my parents, about my cousin, about all my friends. Like it was just like the place where I vented, and I wish I vented as much as I did then.
Yeah, because there it was like real emotion, and then somewhere along the lines we wanted to become better people, so we decided that
we labeled that bad.
You can't have that anymore because. You know?
It doesn't fit in with the good person
schema. It doesn't fit in with, like, it's like, it's like the idea, like, where it's, like, sitting down with meditation where you fully have to, like, fully clear your thoughts. And it's, like, to get, like, enlightenment and higher and levitate
open
and all
your
of these
heart
things.
And let the emotions open your heart chakra. Flow.
Sometimes, like, you get off from a meditation and you're more mad than when you sat down, right? Or, like, your thoughts just will not stop. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm doing it wrong. I'm not spiritual enough. Or, like... You know, you don't like crystals, and it's like there's just all these things that you're told to do in the spiritual world in order to elevate your existence or be a good person or be this like higher being, whatever you want to call it. And like so much of it is bullshit. And then it's just like, and then it literally just, when I was in my spiritual bypassing phase, I was so much worse off because like I've said 8,000 times, I have PTSD. Well, do you know what doesn't work? Trying to bypass my fucking emotions. I already have an immense amount of shame around my emotions, a debilitating amount of shame. And then I'm getting into the spiritual world and spiritual practices that are like perpetuating that shame. That like, oh, like, so if I'm triggered, if it's anger or deep sadness or anything like that, and I have no control over feeling that, well, do you know the shame and the guilt that I would berate myself for afterwards for having it because I was doing it wrong? Like, oh my God, you're so ungrateful. You're a terrible human, blah, 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 blah. Like,
especially if like the meditation is like telling you, just let it go. Just see the emotion dissolve into nothing, and you can't. And it's like, why can't I, like, you know, the shame comes up from that. It's like, why can't I let go of this? Yeah. Like, is there something wrong with me? And like, there's all of
and
this.
And then you're like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a terrible person. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's not very spiritual. And you're now making it all worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're making it worse because you're solidifying the beliefs you already have.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of what? So that you can look like this, like, airy, fairy, lighthearted person to this world that's half fake.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my least favorite people are the most, pretend to be the most spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like, it's that, like, everything's rosy and everything's so good. And you're like, can you just have a bad fucking day? Yeah. Can you say the F word, please? Can you, like, trip and fall and get mad? Can you do something that's not like everything's beautiful, I love it, everything's amazing, I'm just grateful to exist? Because I'm like, some days I'm not grateful to exist. You know, like, and then you're just like, it's just not real. And I just want to be like, what deeper emotions are you hiding from right now? How good would it feel? And actually wouldn't feel good, but like, imagine letting that out. It wouldn't feel good. It would actually feel terrible. But it would be a more healing terrible than pretending it doesn't exist.
A good release. And you'd probably feel so much weight off your shoulders that you wouldn't...
Yeah.
Like, the facade would be over. You'd be like, oh, I don't have to keep hiding this shit anymore. Like, once it's out, like, there's, like, a level of, like, freedom that comes with that when you allow yourself to be that messy, emotional human.
Yeah.
You can be like, oh, I don't have to hide this side of myself. Oh, I have the freedom to be who I want and feel who I want and trust that.
Yeah.
There's just so much power in that.
Totally. It's even like, it's funny because we've even made food spiritual. And so it's like all of a sudden you're like, well, if I don't drink the green juices and I don't eat the salads and I don't ingest
the
mushrooms.
Eating the foods that are the color of your chakras.
Yeah. And like, I didn't, you know, like drink my warm lemon water this morning before I had my coffee and I didn't eat my perfectly cut up fruit. Like, you're suddenly just like, oh, well, then I'm a piece of shit because my diet's terrible. And it's, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just such an unrealistic world sometimes that it's like the amount of like, and I know I would say majority of the people I went to school with for nutrition had to do the same. The amount of work we had to do on ourselves after, because we, like, our nutrition school was hippie school, basically. And the amount of work we all had to do, because we all came out with freaking eating disorders or disordered eating, because, like, you just had all these perfect ways you needed to eat to be the perfect being and to be the most spiritual and conscious earth creature in the world. And then, like, you're just like, oh, this isn't realistic because I can't afford all of this. I need to buy regular eggs and you not can only the $8 eat eggs.
Organic, locally.
You got to make your fruit juice, your green juice. It's like this whole thing. And you're just like, I'm not a good nutritionist because I don't do X, Y, and Z. And you're just like, oh my God, we've just created so many unrealistic expectations of what it's like to be a human that cares for your body, mind, and soul.
Yeah. We overcomplicate it.
Completely.
Yeah.
And then it's like we're so worried about people thinking we're good at something, or like we're like they need to think I'm a good person, that we think anything that doesn't feel good makes us bad.
Mm.
You're human, you're not going to feel good all the time. That's that's very normal.
Mm-hmm.
The sooner you get comfortable with the fact that you're going to feel bad, the easier it's going to get on you.
Mm.
You're human. Mm-hmm. And this, I think the spiritual world just really, really fucks that up for people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the amount of books. I mean, like, you guys can't see, but we can see in my bookshelf the amount of spiritual books on that bookshelf that basically.
The color-coded bookshelf.
The color-coded bookshelf that I'm very much in love with that, like, just tell you how to. Really, they're manuals for bypassing, right? They're not real. Like we said, it's they go into, and that's how they make money, because if you don't ever dive into the deep shit is still always going to drive your day-to-day.
The surface level
stuff. The surface level stuff, and they write books on the surface level. So you're always stuck. You're trying to fix the surface level because that's what they're telling you you need to fix.
Yeah. But and you'll pay endless amounts of money trying to heal the surface level stuff.
And then
stuff,
you're like, why won't it get better? Cycle. You're like, why is it not better? I'm not better. I'm doing all the work. But it's like, you're not doing the work. You're bypassing the work. You're bypassing your pain.
Mm-hmm.
And pain is uncomfortable. And whether that means it's little or big, or we've all had our experiences, right? But like, they're teaching you to focus on the superficial shit. And nothing will change. You will never feel better if that's all you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. There's too much underneath that drives, like, there's too many limiting beliefs underneath that drive you.
Yeah.
Right? You can't gratitude that away.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like all the meaningful stuff. It's like the iceberg, you know? It's like the big iceberg underneath. That's like the subconscious mind. That's where all of, like, the meaningful shifts happen, right? And that's where, like, legit change can come from. But we only focus on the tip of the iceberg, the conscious mind, the things that are easily accessed, like the low-hanging fruit, like the things that are just, like, readily available to us. And sure, that can be, like, really helpful in the short term, like managing your emotions and during a difficult situation, like things like that, leaning on your spirituality in hard moments when you have, like, those wavering like those periods of, like, wavering faith. That's not to say, like, these spiritual practices or these practices in general are bad, but it's the fact that they're so focused on the surface level stuff that it's causing you to miss out on, like, the rest of the iceberg. That's where, like, the real, like, meaningful shifts happen. So it's like having those practices with you, but allowing yourself to go a little bit deeper and not bypass what's actually going to initiate, like, true healing for yourself. And so you don't have to rely on all these external things for you to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. And like you said, like, 100% that, like, it is great to have a gratitude list. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if your gratitude list is what is not letting you feel your emotions, then you need to look at your emotions, right? A meditation practice is great, but you can use meditation to avoid your feelings, right? So if you're using these tools for avoidance, and trust me, if I think if you're, how to tell if you're using them for avoidance, do you let yourself feel bad emotions? Do you let yourself have negative thoughts at times? And I'm not saying, like, sit and stew in the negativity and just, like, let it. That's not what we're saying at all. But if you're not willing to see, look at that, dive deeper, like Sid said, unpack a little bit of that, and you're just immediately going to those tools so you don't feel those things, then you're bypassing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because those tools are great, but it's like, okay, I am noticing that I'm always feeling a little bit irritated in this particular situation. It's always bringing up the same emotion. And then, like, this is what I do. Well, investigate that. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, well, I should just be grateful that so-and-so calls me every day. When really, it actually really bothers you that they call you every day. Mm. Right? But you're like, oh, well, I should just be grateful that they want to talk to me. Well, no, investigate why it's bothering you. Is it because it's impeding on your time? Are they really draining your energy? Are they crossing boundaries? Right? Like, you don't have to be grateful. I keep going back to poor gratitude. You know what I mean? But it's that exploration of things. Yeah. Get curious before you then use that tool to feel better, because they're great tools to feel better. But if you don't know what you're fixing, then you're always going to just be looking for the quick fix.
Yeah. And like with me, like, yes, I like avoided my emotions a lot, but I also, another thing that I was bypassing a lot was taking action, like going out in the physical world and actually, going out and like doing real stuff. And so like my form of like spiritual bypassing, instead of like feeling my feelings, I would like lock myself in my room and just meditate and envision like my perfect life and manifest and like, you know, like avoid doing the stuff to actually get myself to that life, because I know like that action, the action steps that I needed to take were actually going to be hard and tough and like challenging and out of my comfort zone. And so that was like my way of avoiding of the physical part, was just focusing like getting caught up in the spiritual, the you know, the higher realms of all of it. And so it's like, yeah, we can avoid like internal stuff like emotions, or we can also avoid external stuff like doing your fucking chores. I don't know, like something simple. Totally. Like it can be something super simple like that.
100%. I think that's a really great point, actually, is that there is a lot of stuff that you can also use spirituality for, or wellness or self-development, to avoid physical action. Like eventually you have to try and integrate what you're learning. Mm-hmm. You actually have to take action on what you're learning.
You have to go out in the world.
Like, and, as much as I love journaling, you eventually have to take action on what you're journaling. Mm-hmm. Right? Like in order to make changes, you have to actually make the changes. Yeah. Especially if it's like the day-to-day stuff. It's different if you're like, I want to create a morning routine, and then you create that, that's change. But like a lot of times it's not that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to go out there and do it.
Yeah. Like you can like uncomfortable. You can like journal all you want about being a really understanding and compassionate person. But then if you go out in the world and then someone looks at you the wrong way and you flip them a finger or something, like, or you have road rage and you're like, you know, like so quick to be not understanding or compassionate to someone in a real life situation, like that's where the growth is. The journaling, that's what initiates kind of like on like that deeper level of what you want to kind of embody. But like the physical action, that's where you put into action. Yeah. That's where you actually integrate these aspects and bring them to earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Just because you posted yourself doing yoga on Instagram doesn't make you a peaceful person. Do you know what I mean? It's like, just because you like do all these actions in your home in the moment when you're calm and things are great, it's about who you show up as out in the outside world. Mm-hmm. That's what these practices are for. It's so they have to be in alignment.
Yeah.
So if you're finding that you're like not that, chances are they're not in alignment. Like, or if you're just like constantly belittling yourself every time you have a negative emotion, or you're totally dismissing your feelings, you're bypassing, and like it's really easy to do. I don't even think it's the spiritual and wellness world that's taught us. We've been taught to bypass our emotions all completely,
anything uncomfortable.
We're just like, oh, we're not dealing with that, right? Like it's such a human thing to not want to look at the hard stuff or the uncomfortable stuff, to not want to sit with the uncomfortable things. Oh, it's so fucking human.
We have so many safety seeking behaviors to keep us away from those things, to help us avoid, like, you know, like we avoid social situations if we get anxious in those circumstances. We binge if we don't want to feel an emotion. We like eat our feelings. Yeah, like, there's so many behaviors that we do to just bypass and avoid. And so we're kind of more focusing on the spiritual aspects and stuff because that's kind of the relevancy of our podcast. But like this can be generalized to like we bypass so many things in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. It should really just be like, it's called emotional bypassing in whatever way we do it. Whether that's spiritual, whether that's eating, whether that's numbing out to Netflix or whatever it is, it's emotional bypassing. We're bypassing our emotions because they're uncomfortable. They're hard. And like you said, there's that protector. Is it, you know, are you protecting yourself when somebody has said something and now you're feeling judged? Are you, because a lot of times, most of us, when we're feeling judged, we get really reactive, we get angry, we start like, well, attacking them, even if it's inside our head, right? Okay, well, what is that protecting? We're protecting a part of us that's feeling hurt right now.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah. So like, or when you're like binge eating, okay, like what emotion are you avoiding? And I find that that's actually the hardest one to pin down, because you're like really trying to numb, and it can be such a disconnected act, but you're protecting something in that moment, right? There's something happening that you're like, nope, we're not feeling this.
And especially with eating, like that's like such that can be such like a mindless action that we do. We just reach for the food and we don't even know why. And it's like, I remember listening to this podcast and this lady was talking about how she was like recovering emotional eater. And so she like said she like broke the cycle one day. She was like reaching for chips and she could, and then she didn't even realize how anxious she was. And she like caught herself and she stopped and she was like, what if I just feel right now instead of eat? And she said it was like such like a paradigm shift for her, because she was like able to see like how often she just would walk to the pantry unconsciously and grab her food every time she was anxious.
Yeah.
And so she was like, what if I just felt instead of eat? And like, that's like such like a holy shit like moment for me too, because it's like the amount of times I probably have just reached for the food instead of feeling my feelings. And so it's like, I don't know, we can use a lot of these like behaviors as cues to help us like, oh, I'm doing this. Like once we identify it, it's really easy to use as a cue to be like, okay, I'm bypassing something. Yeah. I'm avoiding something. What am I not trying to feel right now?
Yeah. And just to go back on the food one, because I think it's important to hit both sides of it, is you can also use food to feel, right? Like there can be times where you're so out of touch with your body that you're then binging and feeding because you need to feel something.
You need that dopamine hit.
Even if it's even just or fullness. Like you need to feel something, right? So I think it can go the opposite way. We can be so disconnected from our bodies because like, yeah, you're like, oh, well, if I pay attention to the fact that I'm anxious, but you might actually literally not even know why you're binge eating. And it might actually be because you're just like so numbed out and you need to feel something that feels safe. Right? And food is safe. It's a dopamine hit. It's comforting. We've used it for probably years and years for some type of healing mechanism.
It's grounding. It's nourishing. It's
grounding. Yeah. So like, again, but it's a bypassing thing, right? Like instead of maybe being like, oh, why do I feel numb? What am I avoiding? Like, is there something bothering me? Right? Like there's just, we've been taught for decades, it feels like, to just numb out. Right? And then it just happens that there is an industry that is making billions of dollars off of our need to be numb and to then be good people, to make up for our karmic debt. So when we come back in the next lifetime, we're good to go, which isn't going to happen because you're not dealing with any of it. So you're going to come back with the same effing lessons to learn. Because
you're staying on the surface.
Yeah. So that, and I still definitely use spiritual bypassing.
Oh, yeah.
Not on purpose. Like, it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's easy to get sold something by somebody, and you're like, oh, my God, that's going to work. And then you're like, oh, no, it's the same thing that everyone else has been selling for the last 10 years.
Yeah. It's just good marketing, babe.
It's just good marketing. And they just know how to tell you that they're going to fix you. But the only person fixing you is you. And you don't need to be fixed. You just need to be human.
Yeah. Allow yourself to be human.
Yeah.
Be gentle in those moments when you do bypass. Know that will. There's always going to be
100%
weeks, days, months that you bypass shit, and that's fine. But we encourage you to be self-aware of those moments when you do bypass, and just get curious, like, what are you bypassing? What are you avoiding? Whether it's your feelings, whether it's an action that you know you need to do, like a tough conversation, a chore that you've been avoiding. Like, it's like,
why are you so afraid of negativity? Mm-hmm. What story is behind that? Because I think that's a big one for bypassing, is we just don't want to be negative. Mm-hmm. You know, what's there? Why are we as a society so afraid of negativity? Mm-hmm. Right? Just question it. Just ask questions. Get curious. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything about it. Just get curious. Mm-hmm. And, like, know that you're human. Mm-hmm. And you'll bypass again.
There's always going to be more bypassing.
My favorite way is with cookies, so.
Yeah, lately it's been Netflix for me. It's been a lot of Netflix. The new Big Brother season has started, and I am obsessed.
The celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Just regular
Big Brother? Just regular Big Brother Canada.
Oh, I hate that one.
Oh, really? I love Big Brother in general, so that's
what I know. I love Big Brother, but I like Big Brother USA. Oh, it's the OG. I like both of
them. It's the OG.
I've watched it from season one, and then freaking Canada comes in here and tries to ruin everything good. Like, did you watch Canadian Idol? Terrible show. Canada tries to do everything, and they do it terribly.
Oh,
America was successful? Let's try it, but nicer. It's the worst.
No, I honestly love the Big Brother Canada. If anyone else is with me, please let me know.
I know so many people.
Who's
that
your
like
favorite
it,
character? Or not character, person?
Yeah, they're
player.
Real. There are characters on the show for sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht, hit me up.
Is that a reality show?
Yeah, it's unreal.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, it's so good. It's so much drama. I love it. So
nice.
But we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah, that's all we have for today, folks.
Bye.
See you guys.